Hi, I'm Margaret, and this is Pedagogy What? The Confessions of a First Year Teacher. I just started my first year of teaching, and this podcast is going to be about the ups, the downs, and the crazy that happens as I progress through this year. This podcast is for new teachers, veteran teachers, teachers-to-be, and anyone else interested in this journey that is the next year of my life. This week started off not so great. I got attacked by allergies last Thursday, and by the time I went to the doctor's on Sunday, I was completely incapacitated. I crawled into bed Sunday night with chills and a bad cough, despite the cocktail of drugs the doctor put me on. I mean, pills, nasal spray, cough syrup, everything. I woke up at 2 a.m., coughing up a lung, and decided that school was not happening the next morning. I spent most of Monday asleep, just giving the drugs an extra day to kick in. If my voice sounds a little rough, that's why. The allergies are still killing me. Then, Tuesday rolled around, and the week did a complete 180. It was a phenomenal week. Except for Friday. Nothing bad happened on Friday, per se, but it was senior skip day, because prom was Friday night, and therefore my classes were empty. And I don't even teach that many seniors. I'm getting really sick of not being able to cover much of anything on Fridays, because something is going on, and half of the kids aren't around. Last week, it was a short week, so we didn't even have school on Friday. This week, the seniors were taking off. Next Friday is the day before spring break, and it's a half day, so no one at all is going to show up. It's just going to be a repeat of the day that I literally had one student in one of my classes. I'm just over it. Okay. I'm finding my zen and going back to my great week. Biggest win of the year so far. Even bigger than Monopoly. This was Robber Baron Kid, the kid who colored the robot. He started talking to me. Like, he's autistic. And I know autistic people aren't always the greatest at social interactions. And then, because people react negatively to that, autistic people will shut down and stop trying to interact even more. Vicious cycle. So Robot Kid has been pretty quiet all year. Unless he can relate something to a car. If he can relate it to a car, he will. Cars are clearly his hyperfixation of the moment. That's cool. American culture? Very car-focused. So it works out. But like I said, generally very quiet. Keeps to himself. Stares at his phone or does something that looks like sleeping. Well, he decided to start talking. He talked to me about robots, but also about people doing dumb stuff on YouTube, and just generally interacting with me. Then, he appeared to actually be working on his projects. We're doing projects in sociology about gender in pop music, and when I assigned it, he didn't seem overwhelmed, though he did ask me to email him the assignment. I was happy to do that. I have high hopes that he will successfully complete this assignment, which would be a first as far as our big assignments go. Another kid in one of my psych classes, who is also very quiet and never talks to anyone and generally just stares at his computer, he stopped me after class to tell me that he did not come in last at his track meet. We had done good things last week, and he had said that his good thing was that he got new shoes for his track meet, so it was great to hear an update about the track meet. Something has got to be in the air that's getting these kids to open up. You know, something other than the pollen. Good thing number three. After having to sit through an online lecture, well, really, many online lectures, I've realized the utility of a fidget toy is real. I have a fidget cube. I've had one for a few years now. And I kinda used it at my last job when things got boring in meetings. But then I started having to go to these online classes. And frankly, the thing is saving my life. So, I bought a bunch of little fidget toys for my classroom. I wasn't sure if the kids would actually use them, or if they'd think they were lame, because they just play with their phones when they want to do something with their hands. Don't get on me about letting my kids have their phones out. It was a mistake. I know it was a mistake. It isn't one I'm making next year, but it's too late in the year at this point for me to fix it now. They would just all revolt. Back to the point. The kids have gone crazy over these toys. I think I need more of them. An unexpected side effect. When they're playing with the toys, they can't hold their phones. If they're not holding their phones, they need to pay attention to something else. And since I'm lecturing, they actually kind of pay attention to me. At least, they do right now. Maybe the novelty of the toys will fade, but I'll take it. Fourth good thing. I told you it was a great week. My third period actually responded to and interacted with my lecture. We were covering parenting styles, and there was a kid in class who was abused as a child and ended up being adopted. He's normally one of the kids who stares at his phone and plays games. Well, when we started talking about parents, he was suddenly all about it. He asked questions, he anticipated the direction the lecture was going. 2/3 of the class was actually engaged, and it was awesome. It did, however, make it really clear how dead my fifth period has become. I realized my lectures always ended early in that class, like really early. And it's because the kids just aren't engaged at all. There's no back and forth like there is in my third period or my seventh period. My second period doesn't really count, because I'm always figuring out exactly what I'm going to say in there, so it takes longer. And at least in there, some of the kids will look at me sometimes and try to interact with me. Fifth period, there's just nothing. And they were my good class. So I've got to figure out what's going on there and try to fix it. Hopefully it's not too late. Maybe instead of meditating, we'll start the class with jumping jacks or something. Okay, there probably won't be jumping jacks. Prom was this Friday, and I signed up to chaperone. I've chaperoned all of the school dances this year. Like I said, Friday was also senior skip day. I didn't think that I had that many seniors, but my classes were sparse. I lectured for the first of my psych classes, but then I gave up. We played a game in third period and did cahoots in fifth period. Not psychology cahoots, Disney Channel cahoots. Seventh period kind of did their own thing. These days where I can't teach are getting frustrating. Super, super frustrating. I can't imagine how annoyed I would be if I was teaching classes that had big tests at the end of them. But back to prom. Prom was lovely. They did a great job decorating, and I basically just stood at the door and checked tickets. Lots of tickets. There were big rushes of kids whenever their party buses would show up, and there would suddenly be a line of, 15 kids wanting to get in. It was great to see all of my kids dressed up in their super fancy attire. It was definitely a bigger deal than homecoming was. I wore a t-shirt with an alien on it under my tux jacket, and the kids loved it. Not so sure about how the principal felt about it, but it wasn't really about him that night. I mean, I've been dyeing my hair random colors for most of the third quarter, and the principal was okay with that, so who knows? The kids also really love the fact that I will randomly come to school with purple or green or bright red hair. They've requested that I do two colors next time, so we'll see how that works out. I'm not sure I have the technical ability to manage it, but I'll give it a go. The dye washes out, so it isn't like I would be stuck with a terrible idea for too long. Just a couple weeks. I don't think I have anything else to talk about this week. I have to do some administrative paperwork this weekend, but that's not very entertaining as far as podcast topics go. I'm starting to get worried about whether or not I'll have a job next year, but I'm sure I'll be freaking out about that more in the weeks to come, so I won't talk about it now. Yeah, I think I'm good for this week. Like I said last week, I'm not really on Twitter anymore. So if you want to get in touch, you'll have to email me. It's pedagogywhat@gmail.com. No question mark in there. Talk to you next week. Bye.